Texans get back to work on Wednesday at the Methodist Training Center. They're prepping for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about the health of his team, including running back Arian Foster.
First off, I guess practice-wise, we were missing one guy at practice. Arian started practice, did not finish practice, not feeling well today. Other than that, everybody was back to work. Yeah, totally different. We got something going on with our team a little bit, John. J.Jo's been sick, got sick on a Sunday, second half of the game, been sick for a couple days. Got a few guys not feeling well, and he came out and started practice, and about a quarter of the way into it, started feeling very poorly. So obviously got some little bug going on or something, so hopefully it doesn't get too bad.
Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison not happy with how the ground attack was against Miami, and he shared this.
We certainly could have done things a little better, but I think we'll be okay. I think we have a very good back, and we have guys that can do what we need to do up front. We'll go back to the grindstone and work at it and get better at it. Which you have to give Miami a great deal of credit, too. They did a nice job there. I think everybody in the building needs to do a better job in a run game, and me included.
Dennison also likes what Owen Daniels does in this offense, too.
Well, Owen came up with some big plays, and he continues to make first downs. You know, he's hard to cover inside with people. And he grinds away at the run game. He does a great job of keeping on his guy and finishing blocks. That's a big thing that Owen, I think, has really improved on. So, you know, like I said, with James, if he gets open, the quarterback will find him, you know, if the matchups are such.
Quarterback Matt Schaub, as well as wide receiver Andre Johnson, both want to see improvement on the whole from this offense.
Well, I think, you know, it's a standard of ours. It's something we hang our hat on, and over the last few years we've been pretty good at it. And we weren't up to our standard and our expectations last week. That's across the board, not just in the run game. And we got to be a little sharper. We got to execute a little bit better, and especially against this group that, you know, is physical and plays hard-nosed football, you know, to be successful.
I just think that we need to start faster than we started last week. And that's probably the biggest thing that stands out in my mind. But, you know, there were mistakes made throughout the game, which, you know, nobody's perfect. So we just try to work on those things and correct those things and just go out and execute our game plan.
J.J. Watt went to the podium as well and shared the secrets behind batting down passes.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I worked on a lot in college, something we work on here every day. Coach Kolar runs us through a drill every day, and then in our team periods we do it. Basically, when you know you're not going to get to the quarterback, you watch his eyes, you watch his arm, and you see when he starts to cock his arm, and that's when you put your hands up. And obviously I had a little bit of success with it on Sunday. It's something that really, I feel, frustrates the offense, and that's a big deal. He thinks he has a receiver open, the receiver thinks he's open, and all of a sudden you block the pass and the play is over. So I think it's a big play for us.
Watts defensive line coach Bill Kolar also expounded on batting down passes.
But we work on it every day, you know, and, you know, Jamison got one there, you know, toward the end of the game and stuff. Mm-hmm. We led the league last year in batted balls by, you know, linebackers and defensive linemen and stuff. And, you know, we feel it's, you know, like getting a sack. You knock a ball down, it's like getting a sack. You know, it goes to the next play and on third down. Obviously, it's, you know, gets us out of the series. So, you know, we definitely work on it every day.
That's it for your Texans Daily. And remember, you can check us out on the Texans mobile app. You just text Texans to 51288.